Come on, Shropshire, make some noise.
In Tune Radio.
Welcome to the Big Breakfast with Beat Show.
With Wayne Flynn.
And Darren Oliver.
Also in the front, In Tune Radio.
So excited today because this is the first breakfast show with In Tune Radio, and the reason that we played that track, which was Jan Hammer's Miami Vice theme, is go on and tell us, Wayne, why.
Well, thanks, Derek. Well, the reason is really, you know, when I was younger, 80s, I mean, the nostalgia is huge, but you know, it takes me back to when the time of optimism and everybody was kind of like really focused on what was achievable and possible. It was a time of file faxes, of course, and big fat phones, and lots of American TV shows crossed over the ocean and graced our screens. And what I really remember back then is the optimism. And I think that's what we've got here with In Tune Radio. In a nutshell, you know, we're doing a station that's fun, that's full of energy, and we've got some amazing in-tuners that have helped us on our journey, without which we would never have considered that doing a radio show was achievable without all their help. And of course, our listeners who have contacted us, you know, over social media and so on, and encouraged us to do Shropshire's only independent community radio station serving Shropshire, Telford and Wrekin. I mean, it is just amazing.
It is. It's absolutely fantastic. Coming up in the next hour, a fabulous interview with businesswoman Lucy Murphy from The Salon in Shrewsbury, local band Spotlight Without Warning, and our charity Triple Beats with local charity Pegs.
that's amazing. But first, Derek, we've got a couple of power tracks. Sylvester, Do You Want a Funk? Followed by Rosales, Everybody's Free.
Everybody's free to feel good. Everybody's free to feel good.
Hashtag listen local.
InTune Radio.
Did you know that there are thousands of public sector contracts waiting to be won? The bid writing experts at rtfq.com make applying for these contracts easy. So whether you're a PLC or SME, email info at rtfq.com to find out more.
Stuck making a decision about your next car or van? Whether you need a car, van or fleet of vehicles, speak with the friendly experts at eDrive West Midlands in Shrewsbury. They can answer all your personal or business vehicle questions on any make or model, and you can choose a competitive finance option too. Simply call Stuart on 0333 220 0065 or visit edrivewestmidlands.co.uk. They know all about electric vehicles too. eDrive West Midlands Limited is a credit broker, not a lender. They are authorised and regulated by the Financial Conduct Authority.
Get your website rocking. At Mr. Fling Creative, we will focus on getting you the results you only dreamed of. And what's more, Mr. Fling Creative offer all their website solutions on a pay monthly agreement. Head over to mrflingcreative.co.uk to book your free Zoom call now.
So good, so good, so good, so good, so good. going to dance. We're going to dance. We're going to dance. And have some fun.
Is In Tune Radio. Shropshire Business, Shropshire Business, Shropshire Business with Beats.
We've just listened to I Feel Love by Donna Summer, a remix, and the fabulous Groovers in the Heart by Delight.
Now, the next up on this show, we have some highlights of an interview that our wonderful InTune volunteer Marissa Fernandez had with successful businesswoman Lucy Murphy, who owns the salon in Shrewsbury.
We are. And let's not forget that people can listen to the full interview after this show at 11 o'clock this morning. So do tune in for the full interview.
Good morning. You are listening to Marissa Fernandez, and as a businesswoman, I'm always ready to listen to other women who can inspire me, not just professionally, but personally as well. And I'm delighted to have with me today a very inspiring woman, full of positivity and ready to inspire us all. Good morning, Lucy.
Morning, Marissa. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you. Thank you so much for meeting me this morning. And the reason I asked you to join me is because I am, well, very, very inspired by you. You had always come across full of positivity and, of course, in your line of business, because you run the salon in Shoplatch in Shrewsbury, don't you?
Yes, that's right.
So you are surrounded by women. Mostly, I suppose you have the odd man coming along to have their hair done, and that is mostly women, isn't it?
Yeah, exactly. Mostly women.
Yes. And you think it's a feeling good thing to have your hair done or a massage or a facial? I don't know. What kind of things?
Yeah, definitely. I've been in the, we've had the salon in Shoplatch for the past 7.5 years now. And before that, I've had my own businesses. So ever since I was 17, I've worked with women. And I absolutely adore it. I love making people feel good about themselves, whether it's a massage, whether it's facial, nails, hair. That feel-good factor is such a positive thing for everybody. So, yeah, I love it.
But that's not just the only thing you do to make women feel good, is it? Because I know that you arrange events and meetings. Apparently, well, I know it's She's Got Ambition is one of your themes and the title of this some of these groups that you run. Can you tell me a little bit more about that?
Yeah, exactly. So after working with women for 17 years or a little bit more now, I realized that there was something that was a gap, really, that we didn't really seem to offer. Was that most of my clients coming in, like you say, 90% women, all kind of were looking for that little bit more, that little bit more of a feel good, that little bit of more of a community of like-minded women that would help boost each other up, shine a light on each other's businesses, also inspire each other to take that step forward. So yes, that's where She's Got Ambition came from. It was something that I've thought about for a long time. And then 3.5 to 4 years ago, I decided to set it up. At first it was just online, and then I moved into actual events.
So I assume these kind of events would be also ideal, like for younger generations, you know, to actually learn from older women with more experience. So you think, what's the age group that they come to your events? Is there a set age group or?
Well, we've had women of all different ages. So our age range is really, really wide. And that includes our speakers as well as our guests. So at one of our events, we had a great, an amazing local girl band, which they're all from Shropshire, and they were amazing. And at our last meeting, we had guests there that was 17 and 18. Well, at all of our meetings, we've had guests from 17 and 18, right up to women in their 70s, in their late 70s. So it's a
good
wide range. Yeah. And like you say, every age can learn from each other.
Yeah. Well, you have definitely inspired me now. Yes, yes, definitely. So I expect a lot of our listeners have been taking notes. So if they want to get in touch with you, what is the best way to do that?
So you can find me on social media under She's Got Ambition, Shropshire Women. That's the name of both of our pages, and also our website, She's Got Ambition, and all of our contact details are on there.
Oh, fantastic. Well, what can I say, Lucy? I am very grateful that you managed to squeeze me in today into your very busy schedule. So thank you so much. And ladies and gentlemen, this is Lucy Murphy from the Salon in Shrewsbury, and great talking to you. Thank you very much, Lucy.
You too. Thank you very much, Marissa.
That was You Two, Even Better Than The Real Thing. And I tell you what's even better than The Real Thing, Terryn, is a local band spotlight. Who have we got?
We have got Without Warning.
Without Warning and our local band spotlight. And we've got a little bit of information about them. Without Warning are a local dynamic band, and they hail from Bishop's Castle. And they've developed their unique sound with influences from local bands, brilliant names these, Fight the Bear, Thin Vision, and Nuclear Weasels.
The Nuclear Weasels, they sound brilliant.
They sound amazing and punchy. Look, if you're a member of those bands, we love your names. We want to play your music. Please get in contact with us. But in the meantime, Terryn, we're going to hear something Without Warning.
We are. This is Without Warning with Here We Go Again and Dance Night.
Excellent.
Make some noise.
InTune Radio. Make your website rocking. At Mr. Fling Creative, we will focus on getting you the results you only dreamed of. And what's more, Mr. Fling Creative offer all their website solutions on a pay monthly agreement. Head over to mrflynncreative.co.uk to book your free Zoom call now.
Stuck making a decision about your next car or van? Whether you need a car, van or fleet of vehicles, speak with the friendly experts at eDrive West Midlands in Shrewsbury. They can answer all your personal or business vehicle questions on any make or model, and you can choose a competitive finance option too. Simply call Stuart on 0333 220 065 or visit edrivewestmidlands.co.uk. Shh, they know all about electric vehicles too. eDrive West Midlands Limited is a credit broker, not a lender. They are authorised and regulated by the Financial Conduct Authority.
Did you know that there are thousands of public sector contracts waiting to be won? The bid writing experts at rtfq.com make applying for these contracts easy. So whether you're a PLC or SME, email info at rtfq.com to find out more.
And next, we've got our Triple Beats charity shout-out. And this is going out to the amazing people at PEGS, which is the Parental Education Growth Support, Derry.
It is. And we actually spoke to them, about 6 months ago, something like that, I think. Wonderful charity, doing an awful lot of fantastic work in Shropshire and in Shrewsbury.
Absolutely. And for those that are unfamiliar with PEGS, you can find them, of course, by typing in pegsupport.co.uk. You can search for them on Facebook. And to just tell you a little bit more about what they actually do, it's regardless of whether any abuse is physical, emotional, psychological, verbal, sexual or financial, they're here to support you as a parent if you have issues with your child's parent abuse.
It's a wonderful charity and an area that is overlooked an awful lot. Awesome. So they do fantastic work.
Amazing.
And we have three tracks that we've chosen for them. What are those tracks going to be?
Well, three tracks are Midnight at the Oasis by the Brand New Heavies, Step It Up by the Stereo MCs. Firstly, we'll kick it off with a classic, Naina Cherry and Buffalo Stance.
I love this song. This is brilliant.
Wearing padded bras, sucking beer through straws, dropping down their drawers. What did you get?
also in the front. In Tune Radio.
Right now, next up, we have Leanne Danby, who's going to tell us what's on in the Shrewsbury area before Christmas. And also a wonderful little trip around Alderford Lake, which is in Whitchurch.
I am so, so excited to have been welcomed by In Tune Radio and to be here today to share with you all of the top tips, the highlights and all of the exciting events that we have got coming down the line in December. Now, where better to start than the thing that's on our mind the most, the Christmas shopping. Now, Shrewsbury has got you covered. Its late night shopping is back. It returns every Wednesday right through to the 22nd of December. So for all of you out there that leave your shopping just a little bit too late, a bit like me, fear not. Head into Shrewsbury every Wednesday right through to the 22nd and you can get all the gifts you could possibly need for your friends and family. The next thing is the market hall. Oh, how we love the market hall in Shrewsbury. Now we love it even more when it's also open late nights. Every Wednesday, again, through to December the 22nd, open until 8 p.m. If you're there picking something up and purchasing between 5 and 6 o'clock, you'll receive a complimentary mulled wine and mince pie. What more could you possibly want? Now, if you think you've got yourself a pretty good singing voice, I think I might have found the event for you. Carols in the Square. Celebrate Christmas in Shrewsbury at the annual Carols in the Square concert. When? Wednesday the 15th of December, 5:30 p.m. What's more, the event will be broadcast live on BBC Radio Shropshire from 6:05 p.m. So you might even be able to hear yourself singing. Now, for those of us that live in Shrewsbury, we're a little bit smug that we've got the Abbey on our doorstep. We're even more smug that they're opening the doors to a Christmas concert. Saturday the 11th of December at 6 p.m. Now this is going to be a real, real treat and definitely not one to be missed. It's a festive concert featuring the sounds of some of the county's top musicians. It will feature performances from the all-male voice barbershop chorus of Telford Airs, music from the Shrewsbury Light Orchestra and the Shrewsbury Male Voice Choir. It's definitely not one to be missed. They're going to raise the roof. And if you want to get yourself a ticket, they're priced at £10. It includes a mulled drink and a mince pie. And all you need to do is go on to the lingandavis.co.uk/events website and purchase your ticket there. Now, last but not least, this one is guaranteed to spark the Christmas spirit for young and old alike. Alderford Lake Santa's Experience. So picture this. You can embark on a magical boat journey across Alderford Lake. Discover the story of Father Christmas and how he found himself on Alderford's island. Now you can book your ticket at alderford.com and it's on right through to the 23rd of December, so you have got plenty of time to go and check it out. So get yourself signed up, go and meet Santa, find out what gifts he's got and have a brilliant night. But don't forget to wrap up warm and take lots of pictures and tag Alderford Lake on Instagram and Facebook.
Well, thanks so much, Leanne, for telling us what's on in Shrewsbury before Christmas. And if you are from any of the 25 settlements around Shropshire, we'd really, really like to hear from you if you would be able to provide us with information on what's on in your area. So if you would like to record your own What's On section for your area, whether it's Oswestry or Clun or Basschurch, then please do get in touch with us at our website, intune-radio.co.uk, or on our Facebook page. We'd really love to hear from you. We have got my favourite part of the show. We have got showtime.
What? I'm going to have to get my tap shoes on.
Right, I love a show tune. And so this part of the show, I get to choose a show tune.
And so I should.
And so today, from one of my favourite musicals, from Evita, this is Oh What a Circus, Oh What a Show. Now, for the purists out there, they might hope this is going to be from the original soundtrack with David Essex. But no, I'm afraid not. It's still very good, though. It is Antonio Banderas from the motion picture version of it. So here we go. Oh, what a circus. Oh, what a show from Evita.
Oh, what a circus. Oh, what a show. Argentina has gone to town over the the death of an actress called Eva Perón. We've all gone crazy, mourning all day and mourning all night, falling over ourselves to get all of the misery right. Oh, what an exit, that's how to go, when they're ringing your curtain down, demand to be buried like Eva Perón. It's quite a sunset, and good for the country in a roundabout way. We've made the front page of all the world's papers today. But who is this Santa Evita? Why all this howling, hysterical sorrow? What kind of goddess has lived among us? How will we ever get by without her? The smoke from the funeral clears, we're all gonna see and how she did nothing for years.
Bad state for share my coffin, so share my glory, so share my coffin.
It's our funeral too.
Hey girls, hey boys, superstar DJs, here we go! We go! Hey girls, hey boys,
brothers and sisters. I want to see you see your hands out there. I want everybody to kick up some noise.
You're the best thing.
Was the Chemical Brothers with Hey Boy Hey Girl, followed by Too Funky Too, Brothers and Sisters. Now, if you're into your house and dance and music tracks, have a look at our show called Rise, featuring local and international DJs going out on a Friday night. Amazing music, amazing vibes. Listen in. Derin, what we got coming up next?
We've got some highlights of an interview from our wonderful Intune volunteer, Richard Morland. He is interviewing Steve Adams, the CEO of a community foundation.
Come on, Shropshire, make some noise.
Intune Radio.
Did you know that there are thousands of public sector contracts waiting to be won? The bid writing experts at rtfq.com make applying for these contracts easy. So whether you're a PLC or SME, email info@rtfq.com to find out more.
Stuck making a decision about your next car or van? Whether you need a car, van or fleet of vehicles, speak with the friendly experts at eDrive West Midlands in Shrewsbury. They can answer all your personal or business vehicle questions on any make or model, and you can choose a competitive finance option too. Simply call Stuart on 0333 220065 or visit edrivewestmidlands.co.uk. Shh, they know all about electric vehicles too. eDrive West Midlands Limited is a credit broker, not a lender. They are authorised and regulated by the Financial Conduct Authority.
Get your website rocking. At Mr. Fling Creative, we will focus on getting you the results you only dreamed of. And what's more, Mr. Fling Creative offer all their website solutions on a pay monthly agreement. Head over to mrflynncreative.co.uk to book your free Zoom call now.
Hello again, this is InTune Radio Shropshire, and I'm very pleased today to have with me the Chief Executive of the Community Foundation for Shropshire and Telford, and for Staffordshire as well. Welcome, Steve Adams.
Thanks, Richard. How are you?
Thanks. I'm very well. Thank you very much. Thanks for having us along. We've just been talking gardening tips earlier on about how to get rid of bowls. Steve's, I think, am I right in saying you're a keen conservationist and lover of animals, correct?
Yeah, where I can be.
Some of our listeners, or even though we're doing a lot on charity this month, may not be aware of what the Community Foundation is and what its role is. So could you just quickly talk us through the Community Foundation and what it's doing in our region?
Yeah, so we're primarily known for the grant giving. We manage various grant schemes and award funds to local charities and community groups, and also individuals who may be in need. So last year across the county, including Telford and Wrekin, we awarded around about £750,000 over the year. But the foundation itself is actually a philanthropic management company. So what that means is we work with people who want to give something back to the community, and we help them to achieve that. So even though the grants is the thing that we're most known for, the bulk of the work that goes on in the background is actually the bringing money in to the foundation to enable us to give those grants away.
Okay, so you're, as well as you said about the grant side of things, you're helping people to give themselves, if you like. You're giving them the infrastructure and the methods to be givers in their own right.
Yeah, I mean, there are lots of people that want to do that anyway, but giving money away where you want it to have an impact is quite difficult. Anyone can give money away. You could stand on a street corner and give money away. But if you wanted to achieve something, if you actually wanted to do what you wanted to do and fit in with your goals, then it's much more difficult. And so we make that happen. It's kind of about taking away the fact that before, when it comes to charitable giving, people have often had to look for the best fit, what's closest aligned to what they want to do. Whereas we work in a different way. So we get them to tell us what they want to do and we make it happen.
So in that sense, what sort of people come to you for your advice and support about their giving?
It could be anyone. It's completely open to everyone in the community. So we've worked with businesses who maybe have a local base and they want to do something to support the local community, and that's all they know. But when you dig into it, they actually have specific passions that they'd like to help. So they'd like to help maybe kids who are disadvantaged, don't know how to reach out to them unless they go through the official channels. And if they go through the official channels, they're people who are already known and getting help. They want to help a level beyond that. Or it could be someone who's been affected by a particular illness or disease, and they, now that they've recovered, they want to do something to support those people as well. But as opposed to doing it on a national level, they actually want to know that they're helping people on a local level, people that they could pass in the street, or if they wanted to go and see them, then they're only 15, 20 minutes away from them. Right. So it's not just about doing something good and achieving that. It's also about the impact that it has on the local area and how that can affect it. So businesses in particular, they want to do something to show that they're socially responsible. They're not just working with the local area, or they're not just based there. They're actually doing something to give back to the local area. Which is good, not only from a charitable giving point of view, but also from a local economy point of view. It keeps all that money local.
For the people who are listening out there who, like all of us, I think over the past 18 months, have started to think, actually, it's not just about me, maybe it's time to do something and find some time to give something back, then it sounds as if you're facilitating, you know, their ability to be able to do that. Who knows where to start, but you've obviously seen it all before, and you've helped organisations get off the ground, whether businesses or small charities, and get themselves in the right place. How would they get in touch with you and your colleagues?
And they can get in touch with us on the phone. So our number is 01743 295 900. or they can go to our website, which is shropshire.foundation. But the first stage of any inquiry when someone comes to us will be for us to have a bit of a chat with them and to find out exactly what it is that they want to do and what they want to achieve. So there isn't a, I can't sit here, unfortunately, and say this is the process it will take, because we don't use a one-size-fits-all approach. It doesn't work for everyone, and you lose more people than you gain. So we actually like to have a bit of a conversation with someone, very easy chat, but we have a conversation with someone to find out what they want to do and what they want to achieve, and then we'll put something together that works for them. They can also contact us on social media. Our social media channels are out there. And we'll get back in touch with them and arrange something.
Thanks for joining us today, Steve. Obviously, if people want to get in touch with the Community Foundation, you've got the phone number and the email address out there again. We'll repeat it in the show notes, I'm sure. But we'll look forward to speaking to you again. Drop.
Was Bobby Brown with Two Can Play That Game. And that actually leads us quite well into a game that when I recorded earlier on this week.
We did, yeah.
We're not sure quite how this is going to work, but we shall see. This is a section called Barking Mad.
And remember, it's just for fun.
Yeah.
Barking Mad.
Yes, we are now into Barking Mad. This is our Just for Fun competition, where we are going to play the bark of a dog and you are going to guess the famous owner.
Very simple, isn't it, you would think? And also, we want your answers. Put your answers on our social media stream and we'll let you know which dog owner it is noon today on our social media stream on Facebook. Derry, do we have a little snippet of the bark?
We do. Here it is.
Wow, now that sounds like a big dog to me.
That does. That does. It is a very big dog. And one little clue is that the owner of this dog only recently acquired it. She rescued it.
Wow.
Yes. And
more than us. Much.
Another clue is that this is an American singer.
Yes, she is.
She has got two famous relatives who are also American singers. In fact, they are country singers.
Wow.
Yes.
So it runs in the family a little bit, doesn't it? This singer talent.
It does indeed. Don't break my heart.
Break your heart.
Just don't think I understand.
What a lovely voice you have. She has several dogs, but this one in particular, I think there's a famous track that's sang by the talented Robbie Williams.
There is.
That has become a bit of an anthem of his. That's the dog's name.
Yes. Are we going to say the dog's name?
No.
Oh, right. Well, we're not making the clues that easy, are we?
We're not giving it all away, but let's listen to the dog again.
Okay.
So tell us on social media. We'd love to hear your answers. And at noon, we'll let you know who it is.
Barking Mad.
Join the conversation.
Hashtag listen local.
InTune Radio.
Did you know that there are thousands of public sector contracts waiting to be won? The bid writing experts at rtfq.com make applying for these contracts easy. So whether you're a PLC or SME, email info@rtfq.com to find out more.
Stuck making a decision about your next car or van? Whether you need a car, van or fleet of vehicles, speak with the friendly experts at eDrive West Midlands in Shrewsbury. They can answer all your personal or business vehicle questions on any make or model, and you can choose a competitive finance option too. Simply call Stuart on 0333 220 065 or visit edrivewestmidlands.co.uk. Shh, they know all about electric vehicles too. eDrive West Midlands Limited is a credit broker, not a lender. They are authorised and regulated by the Financial Conduct Authority.
Get your website rocking. At Mr. Fling Creative, we will focus on getting you the results you only dreamed of. And what's more, Mr. Fling Creative offer all their website solutions on a pay monthly agreement. Head over to mrflingcreative.co.uk to book your free Zoom call now.
Stayed away for
And that was Pray by Take That, Terry. We've been praying a little bit, haven't we?
We have. I think that's a pretty pretty good song to kind of be finishing up the show, almost finishing up the show with. Yeah, Pray. Yeah. Wishing and hoping and praying that yeah. we can do this.
Yeah, behind the scenes, there's obviously lots to do. We've got 25 amazing Intuners volunteers. We thank them that's helping us on our journey of internet community radio station. Platform. You know, we're here to help businesses, communities and charities, so do get in contact with us through our website and our social media platforms, because we're here to help you get your message out there to the masses. But yeah, we need more volunteers, don't we, Derry?
We do. If
desperately.
Exactly. If you've got any experience in presenting radio shows or would like to have a go at it, then yeah, we'd be more than happy to hear from you.
Absolutely. And it's not just presenting a traditional chat show. You might decide that you just want to play soul and funk, for instance, and you want to do that, you know. And we ask for 2 to 4 hours per week. It's very easily distilled down, really. You could end up doing a show a month, for instance. But we also need people like social media people. We need sound engineers, Darren.
We do, yeah. Because
there's only so much that we can do ourselves, so we need massive assistance from the people of Shropshire. There's 500,000 of you out there, so we need a good 40 of you, really, to come on board to help us. We've got 25 currently. We think that we need about 65 people to run a 24/7 schedule of programming for the community, and it would just be wonderful to achieve that. So we thank you. There is another show, our Christmas Spectacular show. We hope it's going to be spectacular, but it certainly will be a Christmas show. We're looking at doing a show every fortnight. This one, our Christmas show, should be out...
Christmas week, shouldn't it?
Christmas week. And so do follow us on our social media, Facebook and LinkedIn, to find out exactly when that's out and about. And of course, this show, you can tell everybody about it, because they can listen to it on catch-up as well. And we hope that people do. Please play it and listen in. Thank you.
And think about ways you would like to be involved. It's absolutely. Really, as Wayne says, you know, this is for community. It is for Shropshire. It's to help businesses and charities and local bands as well.
Yeah, it's a platform for local bands to get their tunies out there. We're involved with so many different aspects now. That, you know, it would be good to get more involved with local bands, because we've actually made contact with a record company as well, funnily enough. They're very interested in understanding local bands in the Shropshire area, who's doing what, and we can put a few recordings their way. So it's all very exciting stuff, and we just want to hear from more people and more people get involved.
Absolutely. So...
that's it. Goodbye. Goodbye, everybody. Have a fine rest of your day. Look at our social media at noon for the answer to Barking Mad. And we've got our final track, Voice Sister Sledge, haven't we, Derry?
We have. This is such a good track for us to play, because we like to think of ourselves as a bit of a family. And so this is We Are Family by Sister Sledge.
Give it love.
This is In Tune Radio. Shropshire business, Shropshire business, Shropshire business with Beats.
Come on, Shropshire, make some noise.
In Tune Radio.
Welcome to the Big Breakfast with Beats show.
With Wayne Flynn.
And Darren Oliver.